With a trip to the Final Four on the line, Michigan's hopes came down to the final shot in the final half second last night. But in the end, UCLA got the best of the Wolverines. Michigan lost 51-49 to the Bruins in the NCAA men's basketball tournament in Indianapolis. Joining me now is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
John, in some ways, this is the best of what the tournament has to offer, a game that was close start to finish. What stood out to you about the game last night?
Yeah, a great NCAA game. March Madness is all about this, of course, unless you're a Michigan fan who's got to get up in the morning and go to work. But yeah.
The late tip-off, very tough with a 9:57 start. During this tournament, we've talked about making up for the loss of Isaiah Livers, the Wolverines co-captain who was out with a foot injury. And last night, Michigan just didn't get what it's gotten in the other games, that rise to the occasion, step-up performance from someone else. Their top scorer, Hunter Dickinson, had just 11 points. On the other hand, UCLA's Johnny Juzang had a highlight reel kind of night. He had 28 of UCLA's 51 points.
We talked 2 days ago, Doug, and you hit the nail on the head. That what's been so impressive about this run in the NCAA for Michigan is their second-best player, Isaiah Livers, is out. And it's been Brandon Johns, it's been Franz Wagner, it's been Eli Brooks. Everyone else has kind of stepped up to fill that gap, and Juwan Howard did a great job of coaching this. All that seemed to disappear last night. UCLA's defense stood out, and Michigan's shooting was abysmal down the stretch. 0 for 8, their last 8 shots.
It seems ridiculously obvious to say, but so often it comes down to, can you make a bucket? And the lid just went on the basket for Michigan at the end there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. 0 for 8 down the stretch, as we said, but also 5 for 11 on the free throw line. That's got nothing to do with UCLA's defense. That is abysmal foul shooting. And Franz Wagner, one of their best players, was 1 for 9, including a bad miss there at the end. So at the end of the day, they make a bucket, they win.
This was a matchup of coaches in their second seasons in their respective jobs. Mick Cronin came to UCLA after a long, successful run at Cincinnati, Michigan's Juwan Howard in his first head coaching job. These schools have rich basketball histories. That means a lot of pressure on the coaches. One got to the Elite Eight, the other now on to the Final Four. How will Howard and Cronin be greeted by their fan bases?
As liberators, Doug, in essence. Cronin has woken up a long, dormant UCLA program. This run right now is one of the all-time great Cinderella stories already. Juwan Howard, I have rarely seen a coach as beloved as he is by his players, his fan base, his school. Juwan Howard has all the love in the world from Michigan fans.
John, how does the future look for the U of M men's program?
Look, it was a bad night for Michigan, but it was a great season, and that should not be lost. They won their first Big Ten title since the John Beilein era, of course, first in Juwan Howard's era, his second year, and they've got the number one recruiting class coming in next year. If they can keep some of these guys from going to the NBA on this team, they're going to have a phenomenal team next year. They're going to be ranked in the top five going into it. So, and they're playing a very good style of basketball. So, bad night, great year.
Well, John, the Final Four without Michigan is set. Gonzaga takes on UCLA, and Baylor takes on Houston. Who do you like to advance to the national title game from those games?
Despite what I saw last night, I'm going to be a wimp and go for the favorites, which are clearly Baylor and Gonzaga facing each other in the final, with Gonzaga, which looks as good as advertised, winning the whole thing.
John U. Bacon is Michigan Radio's sports commentator and the author of 7 national bestsellers, the latest Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football is out now. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.